Good morning. I'm Pastor Jeff Morlock, and today is Tuesday of the second week in Lent, February 27th, 2024. Today's reading is from Psalm 91. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. For he will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his pinions, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness is a shield and a buckler. You will not fear the terror of the night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in darkness, nor the destruction that wastes at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand. You will only look with your eyes and see the recompense of the wicked. Because you have made the Lord your dwelling, the Most High, who is my refuge, no evil shall be allowed to befall you, no plague come near your tent. For he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. On their hands they will bear you up, lest you strike your foot against a stone. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Today's reading speaks to believers in a time of trouble, promising of the Most High, surely he will save you from the fowler's snare. Unsuspecting birds lured into a fowler's trap by their desire for bait are captured and await certain death. And in the same way, temptations and our deceitful desires ensnare us in patterns of thinking and behaving that lead to death instead of life. By what are you feeling trapped today? Is it your calendar? Are you mastering your schedule, or is it mastering you? Perhaps it's finances. Have the credit cards and loans you use to pay for the things that you call necessities worth it? Or have they become a snare? Almost anything good can become a snare in the extreme: work, wealth, food, sex, entertainment, and so much more. These are the traps we set for ourselves, but then there are also the traps that others set for us through deceit, malice, or manipulation. Thankfully, the psalmist points to God's promise of rescue. He will cover you with his pinions, and under his wings, you will find refuge. As the mother bird stretches out her wings to protect her young from the fowler's snare, so God has rescued you and me by sending his son to break forever the snares of sin and death. His desire is to free you. And this led him into the trap of a cold, dark tomb. But on the third day, Jesus burst the bonds of death, and so joined to his dying and rising by our baptism, we are free from the traps that we set for ourselves and that others set for us. Gathered under the protective wings of the Almighty and assured of his promise, we live both free and secure. Lord Jesus Christ, when tempted by the devil, you remained true to your Father, who commanded his angels to watch over you. Guard your church from the plague of sin, so that we may remain faithful to you until the day when we enjoy the fullness of your salvation. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen.